Okay, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to be here together. We are especially grateful today that we're here, that we're able to celebrate together, that you have preserved us and protected us. And I'm going to say possibly even answered some of the prayers that we have prayed. So we thank you, Lord. And I believe that that you have given a message for this time and this instance. And I just pray that you will open our hearts to hear your word. In Jesus' name, amen. What you see on your screen is totally different than what I'm going to say. because I felt like as I was getting ready this morning, the Lord told me that I should talk a little bit about what we've had happen. And I'm going to do it very carefully. Y'all have already heard everything because we've had people speaking already about it. But I'm going to put in a very, very brief summary form for a couple of reasons. For one, I don't want to say anything that if there are court proceedings could cause problems. And for another, just to, you know, for everyone's protection. But we've had a problem for some time with an individual living on the premises, and we've tried to offer aid and deal with the situation in a compassionate manner. Has been warned on several occasions to, you know, this is not a good set of situation. And we provided options, but never has come to anything. Over the years, it's been done more than once. On several occasions, we have removed things from behind the building, and they, you know, it seems to not have had any effect on the situation. But apparently something changed this last time that was done. It seems to have provoked a retribution response. We had a window broken in the back the week before Thanksgiving. Neighbors say that we had a bomb threat during that same time, but no one ever contacted us. But then we had the break-in last week. We've had a little bit of damage to some doorways, doors that are going to have to be replaced. We had stuff turned over and pulled out in here, but it doesn't appear that we're missing anything. But there was a fake bomb discovered. The individual was apprehended with the bomb. And so there will probably be some charges related to that. And I want a big thank you to the people who were here and who helped bring that about so that maybe we have some something happen good on that. There will be some kind of charge hopefully coming from that. Unfortunately, we don't have anything. Well, I shouldn't say unfortunately. I'm trying to be careful here, but because we don't want to create a liable situation or anything that we could be handled with. But so I'm just going to say that we don't have any hard information that ties the two events together. That the same person who broke in is the person who put the material outside. But we have some feelings related to this, obviously. It makes you feel vulnerable when somebody breaks into your home. And you know, obviously this is not where we live, but in a sense it's our home because the church is our extended family and we come here to worship together, and it's a place where we ought to feel safe. We're angry And that's okay. It's all right to be angry. But what does the scripture tell us? Be angry, but don't sin with your anger. And don't let the sun go down on your wrath. We have to do something positive with that. So what is our response? Now, I want you to understand something. I am not saying that we should not seek justice in this situation. In fact, we know, we've taught it often enough, that to allow a sinner to stay in their sin is not love. To allow someone to do harm to himself or others in the name of love is not love. So we are to respond with love. Now, what this means for us is we don't seek revenge. We don't do anything that we do for the sake of revenge. God says, vengeance is mine. And if there is opportunity to do good that is truly good, then we ought to do it. Yes, he has become our enemy, but what does the scripture tell us? That we've got to love our enemies. Now, I don't mind telling you, I have as much trouble with that as anybody in here. But that's what we're commanded to do. Matthew 5:43 and 44 says, you've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And Jesus didn't tell us to do something that he himself was not willing to do. He did exactly that. Because we were all his enemies. And yet, he died on a cross for us. And we have in Luke the account of him even praying for those who were torturing and crucifying him. He didn't ask us to do anything that he didn't do. So we can start by prayer. We can start by praying for this person. And I'm leaving his name out on purpose. We know we have a name. But when the time comes, if the time comes, I should say, or maybe I should say when the time comes. When the time comes, we should be willing to forgive. I do believe that it's appropriate to have some repentance before forgiveness is required. But it begins with a choice. It begins with us deciding that we're willing to forgive. And then God has room to work in our hearts. Because the scripture tells us something else. Ephesians 6:12 tells us that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Our true enemy is Satan. He wants to destroy what is being done here. He wants to prevent any further work from being done here. And if he can scare us off, make us want to shut our doors, make us want to pull ourselves in like a turtle in a shell and get away from the world, then he's won. And that he has used this man as his instrument to try to make that happen. But we're not going to let it happen. I suspect that this man is under dark spiritual influences, and what he needs is deliverance. Mm-hmm. Now, he has to be willing. That remains the case. But we want to be praying for him that somehow that happens. But he gets in touch with not just people who will give him medications and put him through the secular rehab programs, but somebody who will tell him about Jesus in a way that he'll get it and understand it. I'm sure somebody here has tried that, but he hadn't got it yet. Now that is, but that is not Satan's only tool. Division is one of his favorite tools. He uses it in churches all the time. Temptation to sin within the church body is another tool that he uses to great effect, because when we're in sin, we can't have fellowship with the Lord. Bitterness and unforgiveness is another tool that he uses. So let's not allow it to take root. Consider the good things. He may get some help. This may be, we have prayed for him in the past. This may be the tool that God uses to answer our prayer with an affirmative answer. We're going to be doing some things that we probably should have done before. This has been a not so gentle reminder that, you know, we need to go ahead and do it. And it will have a side effect of making us more able to reach the community and reach those who maybe are not able to be here. So while I certainly wish it hadn't happened, and I'm not glad that it happened, James reminds us that the trials that we go through for the testing of our faith produce endurance. So let's begin. Let's begin with prayer. If authorities come to us and need information and want to proceed and we can help them, then we're going to help them. Because justice still needs to be served. But we also need to be willing to forgive, just as Jesus forgave all of us. And if God so wills it, if he gives us an opportunity, be willing to show mercy, because he has been merciful to us. And yeah, we'll find it's hard to do. I find it hard to do. I find it hard to do generally. Mercy is something I have to work on. But it's what God has called us to. Whatever we do, we must have pure hearts before God, so that we can stand not having been diverted, not having been embittered, ready to love, ready to do what he's called us to do. So, Lord, for this we thank you that we have opportunity, that you have put in front of us a decision that will make us stronger, that we can choose to love and not hate. We can choose to pray for this individual, and we do pray for this individual. Lord, bring him before people who will show him who you really are. Will show him that this is no way to live. Break that spirit of anger and bitterness that has infected him and caused him to live the way that he lives. And Lord, if there is any further interaction that we have with him, there is that distinct possibility he could be back. Show us how to deal with him in a way that is both firm and compassionate. We can't allow this situation to continue, but show us how to react in a way that is as loving as possible under the circumstances. Thank you, Lord, for your protection over us, that you've kept us safe, that really we hadn't lost that much, and that now we have an opportunity to stand firm, to draw closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.